Unit 5, page 50, exercise 2.
What is the science of selling to teens? Want to know how advertising targets teens? 16-year-old Stevie Summers looks at the hard sell, or how companies manage to persuade us to buy.
My phone's too slow. My social life's a joke. I don't have anything to wear. Teenagers have a lot of problems, real or imagined, and companies offer us products that promise solutions. Teens are a profitable market, and ads directed at us are everywhere, on TV, the radio, public transportation, and social media. It's not surprising that we see over 3,000 ads a day, from the brand names on our sneakers to the store names on our shopping bags. Ads inform us about a product, give solutions to our problems, and convince us to buy. They show us what a product can offer and why we need to have it. So, how do they do it? Know your target market. If you want to sell to someone, it helps to get to know them first. Companies use surveys and online data to understand how our brains work and what we want. When we fill in an online survey, we give information about our interests and lifestyle. This helps companies build a customer profile. A few years ago, Axe, a company that sells male grooming products, did some market research which had interesting results. Their surveys found that teenage boys were rejecting gender stereotypes and were happy to show their feelings and support each other. The result was an Axe advertising campaign on social media called #PraiseUp. This campaign challenged boys to record a video of themselves giving praise to their friends. Two famous sports stars posted the first video, which quickly went viral, and the idea took off. The company knew what mattered to its audience, showing your feelings. It knew where to reach them, on social media, and it knew who could influence them, famous sports stars. Use the feel-good factor. Advertising agencies know that strong emotions can create powerful memories, so they look for ways to associate their products with the feel-good factor. The #PraiseUp campaign is a good example of this. Another example is Coca-Cola's polar bear mascot. You've probably seen the bear, right? He first appeared in an ad in 1922 and has starred in many since then. We know the bear well, so every time we see him, it helps Coke's brand recognition. It gives us the feel-good factor too, as we associate him with good times. During a recent Olympic Games, the bear got his own Instagram account and a #ThatsGold social media campaign. The campaign celebrated success and achievement in life and featured online interviews with YouTube influencers and athletes. The bear was fun and entertaining, and Coca-Cola hoped that teens who liked him would choose their brand over other soft drinks. This feel-good factor probably sold millions of Cokes. Create value for money. Creating value for money is an important part of marketing to teens. Most of us don't have a lot of spare cash, so before we buy a product, we usually do our research. As a typical digital native, my first stop is online customer reviews, then social media. Most of us are pretty money savvy, and reviews help when you're looking for a bargain. The technology company Samsung is a good example of a brand teens like. Its cell phones are good quality and affordable, which taps into our demand for good value. In fact, Samsung's success with teens has helped make it a market leader. Say the product is unique. With 2.9 billion searches on Google every day how do companies get teens to notice their products? One way is by promoting their uniqueness, or something that sets the product apart from the competition. Nike, for example, sells certain types of sneakers that you can personalize to make them even more individual. Many of us like to stand out from the crowd without feeling left out from the crowd. Advertisers understand this desire to be different as well as cool, so they give us something unique plus a strong brand logo. Adding in a catchy slogan and a well-timed social media campaign is a recipe for success. As Nike says, just do it. Nowadays, we're living in a world full of ads. They inform and entertain us, but they also persuade us to spend. So, when you see a product being promoted, stop and think. What is the ad saying, and why is it appealing? What does it want you to do, and how does it make you feel? Companies collect information about us and use it to influence our spending habits. We need to understand how they do this so we can make informed choices. Remember, ads want to sell us something, and it's a science.